practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this Sunday morning to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. We're going to begin the program this morning with a song entitled Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. God bless you as you listen.
Glorious things of Thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. Whose word cannot be broken, formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. See the stream of living water springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint when such a river ever flows, their thirst to assuage? Grace which, like the Lord the giver, never fails from age to age. Habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear, for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner, light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Savior, if of Zion City I through grace a member am, let the world deride or pity, I will glory in thy name. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show. Solid joys and lasting treasure none but Zion's children know.
Solid joys,
lasting treasure none but Zion's children know.
Well, it truly is a joy to have you there by the radio this morning, and I'm trusting that you are getting ready to go to church. I know we all lost an hour of sleep last night because we had to set our clocks ahead, as it were, as we go into daylight savings time. And so I trust that you're up early, and early enough, I should say, to go to church, and that you're getting ready to go to Sunday school and church this morning. And I'd like to invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. I give you a personal invitation to drop by and visit us even this morning. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And this morning, we will be continuing a study in the concept of biblical revival. You know, that word revival is a word that is used in many ways and in many circumstances. But in reality, as it relates to the spiritual context, revival means when God's people get right with God. And we are involved with a series on that subject here at the Faith Baptist Church during our Sunday morning services. And so I'd invite you to come on out and visit us today. We are a basic church. We don't have a lot of bells and whistles. When you come to one of our services, you will see that we sing the hymns of praise unto God. We read the Word of God. We pray. We study the Word of God. We fellowship one with another. And if you're looking for a church like that, then we would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Please call us if we can serve you, if we can answer any question that you might have about the Bible or talk to you about your relationship with the Lord. We'd love to do that. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our web address is simply fbcaltoona.org. Contact us. Reach out to us. If you have a prayer request, we would certainly love to receive it so that we can take that request to God's throne of grace on your behalf. We have a number of prayer ministries here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We have a men's prayer meeting every Saturday night at 7:30. We have a men's prayer breakfast every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. We have a midweek prayer meeting every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And so if you give us your prayer requests, we will certainly see that those prayer requests are taken to God's throne of grace on your behalf. So don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have a prayer need. We would love to pray with you. We'd love to pray for you and then trust God to work in your life according to your need and according to His will and for His honor and for His glory. Of course, our greatest desire is that you know Jesus Christ as Savior. And so I ask you this morning, have you trusted Christ as Savior? You know, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. You know, if a person dies without the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible teaches us in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, that their names are not written in the Lamb's book of life. And when they stand before the Lord at the great white throne judgment, they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. And you know, there will be people there who many times over again, while they were alive, heard the gospel message, but said no to it. They did not receive Christ as Savior. Please don't be in that category. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, call upon Him today, right now. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me, and He will, because He's a God of His Word. He's a God of His promise. And then get involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church so that you can grow in the things of the Lord. And if today you receive Jesus Christ as Savior, if today you've said, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me, please do contact us. We'll send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. It's simply entitled, Now That I Believe. We'll send it to you free of charge. And so call us at 814-944-2894. Give us your name and address, and we will see that this booklet is sent your way because today you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let's pray. Father, I thank You and praise You once again for the opportunity that we have to do this program every Sunday morning at this same time. And I thank You, dear Lord, for everyone who is under the sound of my voice this very moment. You know those who are unsaved, and I pray that today will be the time in which they will become saved by trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know those Christians who are going through struggles. It is my prayer that this broadcast will be used to encourage and strengthen them. But Father, it is also my prayer that every Bible-believing Christian under the sound of my voice today will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church that they might worship you in spirit and in truth, along with other Christians. Now, Father, take this program today and use it for your intended purpose, that you might be glorified, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's another great old hymn of the faith, He Hideth My Soul. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, where the Bible says, There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And now before I deliver a message entitled A Refuge in the Time of Trouble, let's listen to that great old hymn of the faith, it is well with my soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea roll, whatever my
I trust that you can say this morning that it is well with your soul because you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you are serving Him. You are depending upon Him every day of your life. Back in Psalm 9, verses 9, 10, and 11, we have these words. It says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings." That's Psalm 9, verses 9, 10, and 11. And you know, the reality of it is that we all face troubles in life. I can remember when I was a young child walking down the street to the city in which I grew up in, back in western Pennsylvania. I was walking down that street holding my father's hand, and I looked across the street, and there was an elderly gentleman there who I knew. He was a Christian. He had loved the Lord. He had served the Lord for many years. And I can recall looking up to my dad and saying, "Daddy, I can't wait until I'm as old as that man, because then I'll never have any troubles anymore." Well, you know, that's just wishful thinking, because we all have troubles. We all have trials every day of our lives, and we'll do that until we see the Lord Jesus Christ. Troubles come and go. They come physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and in many other ways. And it could very well be that this very moment, some of you may be having great troubles in your life. I don't know who you are. I don't know what those troubles may be, but you know who you are. You know what your troubles are. And by the way, so does God. Well, the passage of Scripture that we have before us this morning teaches us that if you know the Lord, no matter what the trouble is you are facing, God will see you through. Look at Psalm 9 and verse 9 again. It says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." Let me say that again. That's Psalm 9 and verse 9. You might want to remember it. You might want to memorize it. "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." Two significant words there that I want to highlight. First of all, the word refuge. The word refuge means a shelter or protection from danger and hardship. Then there's the word oppressed. That means affliction, hardship, or weakness. And what we learn from this particular verse is that the Lord is our shelter and protector in the time of hardship, affliction, and weakness. We can depend upon that. Think about that. We can depend upon the fact that no matter what it is we as Christians are going through, that the Lord is there as our shelter, our protector, the one who is going to take care of us in the time of our weakness, in the time of our hardship. This verse says the Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed. And one of the things that we must highlight is the fact that God just does not provide the refuge. He is the refuge. Remember Psalm 46 and verse 1? It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is our refuge and strength. He doesn't just give us the refuge that we need. He is our refuge and strength in the time of trouble, the one that we can go to, the one that we can run to, the one that we can talk to, and the one who will give us the strength and the peace and the provision that we need as we go through that time of trouble. The question is, how do we experience God's refuge in our life? Well, first of all, we experience His refuge by knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We cannot claim this psalm. We cannot claim Psalm 9 and verse 9 if we don't know the Lord. I know the Lord. I trusted Christ as Savior back in July 17th, 1964. What about you? If you don't know the Lord, I'd encourage you to call upon His name and ask Him to save you right now. But if you do know the Lord, no matter what it is you're going through, you've got direct access through God's throne of grace, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You've got God's provision. You've got God's power. You have God's promise that no matter what it is you're going through, He will never leave you nor forsake you. So to experience God's refuge, you need to know the Lord. Secondly, the way to experience God's refuge is by spending time in His Word. Because as we spend time in the Word of God, we can see over and over again how God promises that He will provide for us no matter what it is we face. For instance, in Psalm 40 and verse 31, the Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." What does it mean to wait upon the Lord? It means to trust in Him. It means to look upon Him. It means to depend upon Him. And no matter what it is we go through, when we are in the midst of trouble, as we wait upon the Lord, He renews our strength. That's a promise of God. And many of us can say amen to that because we've experienced His strength in the time of trouble. And then in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, my wife's favorite verse of Scripture, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Whatever it is you are facing right now, dear beloved Christian, spend time in God's Word, and He will, from His Word, show you these many promises over and over again that will remind you that no matter what it is you're facing, He will take care of you. Remember, "Be not dismayed, whate'er betide," the old hymn says. God will take care of you. So how do we experience God's refuge? By knowing Christ as our Savior, by spending time in God's Word, and then thirdly, by trusting Him always, no matter what it is we face in life. To trust God simply means to depend upon Him, no matter what it is we are facing. God is larger than the problem that we are facing. God is larger than the trouble that is in your life and my life right now, or that might come tomorrow, or this week, or some other time. Back in Psalm 62, verses 7 and 8, we see these great verses of encouragement where it says, "In God is my salvation," that means my deliverance, "and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Think about that. No matter what it is you and I are going through, God is our refuge. And remember, that word refuge means a shelter or protection from the dangers and the hardships that we face in life. Do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? Then spend time reading the Word of God and see how many passages of Scripture in God's Word will remind you that God will take care of you. And then trust Him to do so, because He will. Keep in mind that no matter what it is you're facing right now, God knows your need more than you know what your need is. So talk to Him about it. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. As the old hymn says, "Are you weary? Are you heavy burdened? Tell it to Jesus, because He is there to strengthen you and to see you through." Verse 10 of Psalm 9 says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." Thank the Lord that when we know the Lord, when we seek Him, He'll not forsake us. He will supply our need. How should we respond to that? Well, look at verse 11 of Psalm 9. It says, "Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people His doings." Yes, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, God is your refuge in the time of trouble. Take your burden to Him, leave it there, and watch how He will take care of you. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. I trust that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And until next Sunday at this same time on this same radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, keep looking up. God bless you. Remember, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.